The Hidden Note Podcast for August the 22nd, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. Guys, we only got 9 days left till Dragon Con. Awesome! So, I am once again recording in my closet and writing wrap-up for the first minute. Very minimum writing today. I only wrote a promo for the Five Things We Like podcast. I don't think it's going to be done by the time I put this show up. But within the next 24 hours, I'm going to go ahead and crank out a promo for the show, you know, and hopefully get something out that people like. I see, because Five Things We Like and people like, it's a bad joke. It's okay. So, it is Wednesday, so if the story adventure brought you here, continue on. If Wednesday was among the options you picked, well, based on how the story is going, you should have gone with Tuesday, as the second episode you listened to, and, well, we all know what happened on Tuesday, don't we? Meanwhile, Wednesday. The lure of the fire, oil, and chanting voices bring you closer to the cultist. You drop your torch and limp down the tunnel until you're standing just out of the sight of the ritual chamber. The tunnel leads to a bridge that crosses over the inner sanctum. You affix the idol to your belt and start to crawl out onto the bridge. Immediately, you feel like you're being cooked as large bonfires in the room bask this room in an almost unbearable heat. Below you, the writhing bodies of the cultists move back and forth in spastic chanting frenzies. From their glazed looks and the foam around their mouths, you guess they've taken a much larger dose of that drug they used to bring you here in the first place. The center of the room is dominated by a large altar, where Alphazion stands in her ritual garb. She's grinning as she watches the dozens of cultists. And then you see Trevor run up to her, and your heart sinks. That bastard, you think to yourself. The last time you saw him, he was passed out from the drugged wine the two of you had shared in celebrating from tracking down the stolen idol. You watch as he bows deeply to her, then steps forward to whisper something in her ear. Some pleasure fills you as you watch her expression melt from bliss and satisfaction to rapid rage. Alphazion kicks Trevor in the chest, knocking him to the floor where a few cultists grab him at her command. She reaches into her robes and pulls the ritual dagger she pulled on you earlier. Your hands are suddenly freezing cold and you look down at the idol on your belt. Its eyes and the four stones in its hands are glowing. Something about the way the idol's face looks at you fills you with a deep emotional anger and a secondary distant feeling of apathy. Two stones glow brightly, a red stone and a blue stone, and they beckon you to grasp them. But which one? If you grasp the blue stone, go to Thursday. If you grasp the red stone, go to Friday. I wonder what's going to happen next. Who knows? In a day or two to find out. But remember, you could always go back and retrace your steps on Monday and see what happened on Tuesday that you might have missed out on. Or you can wait until your story's done and then re-explore the rest of this journey. Until then, have a good one.